Well, amen. Praise the Lord for that special tonight. What a blessing the music has been tonight. Always enjoy it, but seemed to be a little special tonight. If you have your Bibles with you, if you look with me to the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 5. John, chapter 5. On Sunday nights, we've been going through and teaching on the teachings of Christ. Preaching and teaching on the very teachings of Christ, exactly what the Bible records that Jesus himself taught while he walked on the face of the earth, and starting when he was 12 years of age. And we have been following his teachings in chronological order. The last lesson was the lesson that he taught from the pool of Bethesda, and he healed the man on the Sabbath day. And so the next lesson that we find Jesus teaching is found here in John chapter 5. We're just going to read two verses tonight, verse 17 and 18. So if you go ahead and stand with me, a very important message for us to learn. John chapter 5 and verse 17. But Jesus answered them, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God." And let's pray. Father, again, we bow before you. We thank you for the Scriptures, which helps us to understand and know every thought that you would have us to know of you. So I pray that you would once again meet with us and bless the preaching of thy word. For this we ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Jesus teaches of his equality with God. Now, for most of us been in church, in a good fundamental church, a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church, that's something that we have been taught in Sunday school ever since the beginning, you know, when we first started coming to church, that Jesus is God. But I don't know that we have truly understood the impact that that can and will have on people who understand and receive this, that Jesus has equality, for he is God. It's something very clearly that the Jews did not want to hear. It's something very clearly that they did not want to believe. And because they did not want to hear it, and because they didn't want to believe it, they sought to kill him. People that hear something that brings conviction into their life, or people hear something that is opposite what they want to believe, they want to get rid of it. They just want to destroy and kill, if possible, anyone who would bring that conviction into their lives. But this is something that everyone needs to know. Now, they knew exactly what Jesus was saying when he said to them, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work," making himself equal with God. You see, right, what led up to this was his healing of the man at Bethesda, at the pool of Bethesda, and he did this, he chose to do this on the Sabbath day. And they were already upset with him, because they felt like that he was going opposite the Old Testament law that was established for the Sabbath day. And he was. But the reason he was is because he was God. Yeah. You see, the law was written for man. Man was not created for the law. That's a powerful thought there. Man was not created for the law of God, but God presented the law to man because of his love for man, his desire to fellowship with man, his desire to save humanity from a devil's hell. And he knew that one day he would send his only begotten Son. That means that he would come as God the Son, manifested in the flesh, to pay a sin debt for humanity that humanity could not purchase for themselves. This was what the law was all about. The whole Old Testament was to prepare mankind for the coming of the Messiah. And now we find that Jesus is here. And he is presenting to them this very important truth. I'm God. Living in human flesh, but I'm God. What you see is God manifested in the flesh, and I have equality with the Father. Now, he would teach the Trinity of God. He would teach God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, as the church, every time we baptize, we'll be baptizing a couple tonight, but we are instructed to baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, because that is the Trinity of God that the church definitely needs to be aware of, but the whole world needs to understand that God is in three persons. There is one God, but it's in three persons, and all three are equal with each other. Too many are fine with acknowledging the divinity of Christ, but that stops short of the deity of Christ. A lot of religions want to include Jesus in their beliefs and even teach the stories of Christ in the Bible, but they fall short of acknowledging his deity. They put other saints up there along the very same line as Christ. And they say there's many saints, and you can pray to anyone that you want to pray through, and that is just not the case. If you study the Bible, you'll find that it's all in the name of Christ. Jesus had all the attributes of God in human flesh. The body was the house that he chose to live in for some 33 years. On planet Earth. But there was never a time when Jesus was not God. He had the attributes of God in that he was eternal. He did not just come into existence at his birth. No, he was the same God that was there in the beginning when he created all things. Now the God of all creations is put into the womb of Mary to be delivered as a virgin-born Son of God. He was eternal. No beginning, no end. He's infinite. No limitations. None. We think of our limitations, and there's many. There was no limitations on Christ, who created the world that now he is walking on in human flesh. He was immutable. Never changed his mind. He never changed his love for humanity. He's immutable. He changes not. He's omnipotent. There's no power that he does not have. When he walked on earth, he had the power to call down legions of angels. He told his disciples that. While he walked on the earth, he had the power of destroying the earth, for he created it. He's omnipotent. He had the attribute of being omniscient, all-knowing. Nothing that God does not know. The Bible declares all of these attributes of God. And Jesus had each one of these. He was omnipresent. Even though he was limited in his physical body, but as God, he was everywhere in the fullness of his power at all times. He was sovereign. Nothing he didn't know. He was holy. He's just. He has unlimited love. And in him is all truth. Those are the attributes of God. Jesus had each one. The same as God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. And knowing this helps us to know some things we're going to be looking at tonight. The first thing that knowing this, equality with God, Jesus has equality with God. He taught this. He knew that mankind needed to know this. As we understand that Jesus was God manifested in the flesh, it helps us to know that Jesus is greater than any man or human establishment. This includes religion. There's all kinds of religion. And humanity has a choice to what you believe. You get to choose what you believe. And if you don't know that Jesus was God manifested in the flesh, then you might be led into a religion that teaches something other than the teachings of Christ. And many find that they have been led astray because they have been following a religion, and then when they get to the reality of the religion, and religion cannot save anybody, then they turn their back on all beliefs in God. Jesus is greater than religion. He's greater than government. Can I tell you, I appreciate government. If we're going to have law and order, we have to have government. We have to have things done decently and in order. I believe that God instituted government for humanity to have a civilized society. But if you don't believe that Jesus is greater than government, then you'll follow government even when it goes opposite the teachings of Christ. Whether there be Republicans in office or Democrats in office, and I know that right now there's a whole lot going on with CPAC and all the different things, and that those that are on the liberal side and those on the conservative side and all the different things. Listen to me. We need to be on the side of the most important of all and the greatest of all, and that is Jesus Christ. I look to him to determine the government that I support. I don't look to the government to dictate how I live my life and what I do. I look to God first to have respect for the government that he has established, and we pray for the government and we pray for our leaders, but it's God because he is greater than government. Jesus is greater than even our parents. You think that to be a little strange, but sometimes parents have good intentions, but if they don't know Jesus, then they'll raise their children opposite from the teachings of Christ. Can you go back to remembering when you finally realized the truth about Santa Claus? Now, I got to be careful here. But I thought, I can't believe my parents lied to me like that. That's up to a parent's discretion. I understand that, and what you can have fun with, I understand that. But be careful about what you put into the minds of your children, because what you put into the minds of their children will reflect back on your beliefs. And can I tell you that Jesus is greater than however I've been raised? How you've been raised will influence you on how you live your life. And if there's not a greater influence than your parents that come into your life, if you're raised by an alcoholic, you'll become an alcoholic. If you was raised by a certain type, you will become that type. But listen to me, we are not bound by that because Jesus is greater than our parents. He's a more powerful influence. Parents are very powerful influences in a child's life. Jesus can be a more powerful influence than even our parents. Wow. Jesus, knowing that he is equal with God, helps me. If we're going to obey God rather than man, in the book of Acts, the disciples, that's what they continue to have a battle with. Man wanted to influence them, wanted them to do what they wanted to do. And the disciples were determined by saying, we ought to obey God rather than man. We must acknowledge Jesus' equality with God. In Christ, we find truth. The Bible says in Titus chapter 1 and verse 2 that God cannot lie. So if I believe that Jesus has equality with God, everything that is recorded about what he said is true. Yeah. Romans in chapter 3. Follow with me now. Come on. I'm not going to be long tonight, but it's a powerful truth here. The equality. Jesus has equality with God. It's something that he wanted them to know. It's something God wants us to know here tonight in this 21st century. Romans in chapter 3 and verse 3. The Bible says, for what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? Because people don't believe, does that mean it doesn't affect them? There's no reason to understand what the Bible teaches? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. If we look to Jesus Christ as one with equality with God, and we know that God cannot lie, and we understand what Jesus has taught, everything that Jesus has taught, and apply it as truth, what a difference it'll make in our lives. I need to stop listening and being brought, taken in by religion, taken in by government, and even taken in by man. I need to just believe the teachings of Christ. Because you can't get any greater than God who created us. Truth is found in him. In the book of John in chapter 1, and let me just read these other verses to you. Write them down. I want you to go home and study them. But in John in chapter 1 in verse 14, the Bible says this, and the Word, which the Word was from the beginning, was God, with God and was God. In verse 14, and the Word was made flesh, that's Jesus Christ being born of a virgin, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, one of a kind. There's never, ever been anyone like him. There will never, ever be another like him. He was the only begotten of God. He was God manifested in the flesh. It says, and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Would you believe man over God if you knew man's limitations and you believed who God was and you had his teachings? Would you choose man over God? What a fool. If you would, what a fool. It's a fool that says there is no God. And Jesus was God amongst us and revealed to us the truth of all things. Wow. John chapter 14 and verse 6. This is what Jesus said. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come unto the Father but by me. There's no other way to heaven. There's no other way to God but through Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what Jesus himself, who was equal with God, that's what he revealed. So, understanding the equality with God helps us to understand truth. Understanding his equality with God helps us to get saved. Because we must acknowledge Jesus and his sacrifice on Calvary's cross and the blood, the precious blood, the sinless blood, for us to have forgiveness of our own sins. We must acknowledge Jesus as God for salvation. The Bible says in Acts in chapter 2, and this is what has been recorded and preserved for us by God himself. Chapter 2 and verse 36, the Bible says, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. Over in chapter 4 and verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Philippians in chapter 2 and verse 9, let me just read this to you, verse 9 down to verse 11 there, but Philippians in chapter 2 and verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, Jesus, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of the things in heaven. The things in heaven, he has to be God for the things in heaven to bow before him. And the things in earth, and the things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. If you've never acknowledged Jesus as Lord, if you've never acknowledged Jesus as the Savior, if you've never seen yourself in need of a Savior, then you're lost and on your way to devil's hell. But when you see yourself as a sinner and the wages of sin is death, and you see Jesus as a Savior, and you put your faith and trust in what he has given to you, what he's done for you, he paid your sin debt. He resurrected on the third day. He sits at the right hand of God, ever living to make intercession for each one of us. Yeah. He has equality with God. The reality that Jesus was God is revealed in so many different ways throughout the Bible. In Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20 down to verse 23, we find the very first of this in Matthew chapter 1. Let me just read it to you. Because he chose Mary, a virgin woman who was espoused to Joseph. And we find here in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. The angel of God sent to reveal to Joseph who Jesus was. Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, Old Testament prophecy, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is, what do you think it is? God with us. Because Jesus was God manifested in the flesh. Equality with God. For sake of time, we'd not turn there, but John chapter 1, verse 32 to verse 34, John the Baptist. Behold, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world. John chapter 5, our text here, right after our text in verse 36. The reality that Jesus was God is revealed by the very works of Christ. John chapter 5 and verse 36, the Bible says, "But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me." Historians go back to some 2,000 years ago, and they acknowledge the fact that a man named Jesus walked on the face of the earth. I don't need historians' word for it. I've got the Bible that reveals it to me. But history itself proves that Jesus Christ impacted the world like no other individual has ever impacted the world. He was born of a virgin. They tried to get around that. He did things that no other man could possibly do. No one could heal the sin of leprosy. And yet it's recorded in history that this man was able to heal lepers. No one at that time especially had any chance of bringing sight to the blind. And it's recorded that this man brought sight to the blind. He calls the lame to get up and walk. He raised Lazarus from the dead. Can you imagine if that would take place today on national television and we've seen that there's a man outside of a grave, a tomb, and said, "Lazarus, come forth." And the man with his grave clothes on, who it's by this time would have been stinking 4 days. And he would walk out to greet the population, to greet humanity. And it was on television and all the world seen it. He raised the dead. Only God has power to raise the dead. Not only that, after he was crucified in front of multitudes, they saw him suffer and bleed and die. 3 days later, as he said, he resurrected from the grave. These are the works. These are the works that speak very loudly of who Jesus was and who Jesus is. And Jesus then is Jesus now. He has equality with God. And he wants you to know it. Because he wants you to look to him as Lord. God the Father. At his baptism, said in a voice that they all heard, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Not only that, the scriptures revealed it. Back in John in chapter 5 and verse 39, the Bible says here, as Jesus is speaking to those who did not want to receive him as his, being equal with God, but wanted to kill him. He said, "Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life." He was revealing to them the Old Testament was pointing to him. And he was come to fulfill the entire Old Testament scriptures that they had to go by in looking for the Messiah. And he would tell them that he is the Messiah. He's equal with God. And the scriptures, he revealed the scriptures, the truth of the Old Testament scriptures, and then he presented the new covenant, the New Testament that we follow after today, establishing the New Testament church and the truths that are to be preached from it. In closing tonight, knowing and believing in Christ's deity presents man the best chance of being saved and living a Christian life. Without this understanding of who Jesus is, there's zero chance for anyone to get saved, and zero chance for anyone to dedicate their life to follow Christ. If you thought he was just another man, would you sacrifice and give up your life to be more like him? When you know Jesus to be equal with God, God in the flesh, then that's who I want to follow. That's who I want to emulate. That's who I want to be my Lord. Because that's God. He's not man. He's not religion. He's not government. Not even my parent. But he's my Lord. He's my Savior, and I want to follow him. Do you know him? If you don't know him, you can know him, get to know him tonight. Because once you know him, you'll want to follow him. Because he has equality with God. If I could have every head bowed tonight. Teachings of Christ. He wanted them to know beyond the shadow of a doubt he was God. It wasn't wrong for him to present himself equal. I trust that you know him. And as a born-again believer, you know him. You want to receive and apply his truths. And you want to follow him as he gave us an example to follow. Father, we bow before you tonight. We thank you for what we've received through the teachings and through the scriptures that we have read and studied. I pray now, God, that we would rejoice in knowing that we know who Jesus is, and rejoice in knowing that we have dedicated our lives to follow him. Or possibly tonight, there's someone here that needs to acknowledge you as their own personal Savior. I pray, God, that they would do that while they have opportunity this evening. And possibly there are some that are saved but are not following after. I pray tonight that they would see their need to follow after. Work in our midst now. Bless in this invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.